Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Eric DaCosta met with the media in Owings Mills ahead of the start of the 2023 season.
All right, guys. Don't have anything to say, so.
First of all, I know with Gil Brandt, you might have employed. Can you just talk about the passing of Gil?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up. Obviously, you know, me growing up, child of the 70s, you know, I became a Cowboys fan in 78. Really just admired the way they built that team. Gil Brandt, Coach Landry, Tex Schramm, very innovative. Really kind of set the standard for scouting as we know it. Our actual grading scale that we use, our system, goes back to that original Gil Brandt system that they use, which I'm proud of. We've tweaked it, but it's still the same system. Just a very innovative, deep-thinking person. Just really set the stage, basically, for scouting as we know it. Big loss in the NFL community. I'm glad that he got into the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. Well-deserved, in my opinion, and just one of the best.
Big picture, Eric, kind of what's your thought, mindset of where the team stands going into the season? Certainly a lot of excitement and optimism.
Feel good. You know, I think Coach Harbaugh did a great job getting us out of training camp relatively healthy, which is awesome compared to the recent past. And I think the team is in an excellent mindset. I'm excited about some of the changes we've made personnel-wise. You know, just I think we're very, very excited and ready to go.
Eric, what happened with J.K. this offseason? Is there any hesitation at all from the organization in terms of committing to him or with his injury history?
We love J.K. When he's played, he's been a warrior. He's played through injuries when he's been able to. Very talented guy, great attitude. He's a leader. I think he's respected. I've got a strong affinity for him personally, and we're very excited he's back. He's healthy this year. He looks great, and he's ready to go.
In terms of his contract, just what's the plan? Is it, will there be ongoing discussions through the year? What's sort of your game plan?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, try to keep that stuff in-house. We're excited to see what he's going to do this year. You know, he's a talented player. I know he wants to be here. We want him here. I have a lot of respect for him as a person, also as a competitor, the way he takes care of his business, the way he rehabbed his injury, the way he plays on Sundays. And I think we've shown that over the last 5 years, we've really tried hard to bring back as many of our own players as possible, and that will continue to be what we do.
Eric, what clinched the decision to have three quarterbacks on the 53, and do you think that's something that likely could persist for the entire year?
You know, that's a good question. I think every team is adjusting to the new rule this year, which allows you to keep three quarterbacks active on Sundays. If you have three quarterbacks on the active roster, allowing you then to dress 49 players. So I think every team is going to attack that differently. I think in our situation, it's complicated a little bit by the health of our quarterbacks this training camp. That being the case, we're trying to keep all of our good players. And you all saw the games. Josh had an excellent preseason, played very, very well in the games. Snoop, in the one game that he played very well in that game. So we think we're dealing with a position of strength at the quarterback position with three guys that have shown they can play winning football for us, and we're excited about that.
Eric, there was a report that the Ravens showed interest in Trey Lance. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, I would say that's just bad reporting. If somebody calls you and asks about if you're interested in a player and you say no, does that mean you're interested in that player? You know, it's just one of those things. I think there's a Latin term, cui bono, who does it benefit?
Right.
And, you know, when you see a report like that, we've got good quarterbacks. We love our quarterbacks. We weren't looking to add any quarterbacks at all this training camp. That's what I would say on that.
Eric, how challenging has the evaluation for the cornerback position been this summer? Just guys on and off the field, and where do you think you are there right now, knowing that, you know, Marlon's status is iffy at least early in the season?
Well, we've certainly thrown out a big net. You know, we have a lot of guys right now at that position. I think the health has been somewhat problematic at various times throughout camp at that position, as we've seen it in the past. That being said, we do think we have a lot of talented guys back there. We're anxious to see when we finally get everybody out there on the field together what it looks like. But I think that some of the younger guys have emerged. A couple other guys that have been on the team the last couple of years look like they've taken a step in the right direction. obviously, we know that when we get Marlon back, we'll have a premier player out there. And, you know, remains to be seen. There's always going to be one position that every team has that's challenging at times throughout the course of any season. And, you know, we'll address those positions. We've tried to do that every single year. There's always one position that seems to just kind of be an outlier for us depth-wise. The good thing I would say with the corner position this year is we haven't suffered any serious injuries, catastrophic injuries. They're all injuries that are more, in some ways, annoying type of injuries, soft tissue, whatever, and we think we'll be healthy pretty quickly.
Eric, how do you value the running back position as a general manager?
We value good players, really, I think. You know, how teams, I can't speak to how other teams do it, but we want guys at every position who can make plays and help us win football games at the right time. And that's across the board. You know, I think, you know, we've paid inside linebackers. We've drafted safeties in the first round. We've drafted a center in the first round. Those aren't your typical, you know, most important positions. We've paid left tackles a lot of money. We've paid corners a lot of money. We've paid quarterbacks a lot of money. So I do it based on how good is the player, not necessarily, well, this position you should give a ton of money to and this position you can't give any money to. For me, it really does depend on how good the player is. I guess when I was growing up as a young scout, I had the chance to see players like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Jamal Lewis and guys like that. And I could see how those guys could take over games. And so I understand the argument about running backs and some other positions as well. I think there's definitely some wisdom to who you pay and when you pay those players. On the other hand, we want to try and get as many good players as we can on the team.
Eric, how pleased have you been with Odell from what he's done on the field, from a culture standpoint, just everything that he's brought so far?
Been great. He's, I would say, he's probably exceeded my expectations to this point.
Eric, what ultimately led to placing Caillou Kelly on waivers and or not on the 53-man roster and your reaction to seeing him get claimed?
Well, he didn't make the team because he didn't make the team. Disappointed that he got claimed, definitely.
Eric, regarding Jadeveon Clowney, what prompted that signing? Was the Ty Bowser injury part of that? And where do you see David Ajabo right now?
Well, Clowney, first of all, is a player that we've admired for a long time. We've scouted him in the past. We've played against him many times. We felt like he could be a guy that's been like Jason was last year, Pierre Paul and Justin and guys like that for us this year. And he wanted to play here, which for me, when we're talking to players and we're trying to bring players in, when a guy expresses an interest in coming here, that resonates with me. You know, we really we want guys that want to be here, and he wanted to get it done. We were happy to work with him, and we were able to do it. I think that regarding all the other outside linebackers, they're all good young players that we're very excited to see. They're going to all improve at their own pace. David's a guy that, you know, obviously missed a lot of football last year. I think that he's shown us what he can do in practice this year so far in training camp. We've seen it. Eventually, I think when he gets in games, NFL regular season games, I think he and Odafe both are going to have very, very good seasons for us.
Eric, do you have to, because of where you're at salary-wise, salary cap-wise, do you feel like you're going to have to do some restructure so you're to create some more flexibility so you have that, you know, availability to make moves going forward?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to have more money, Jeff. We have different ways of doing that. You know, I think that we've shown that we'll spend up to the cap every single year, and we'll do that. I think that the landscape for this team has changed a little bit because we struck a contract with Lamar, and so the way that we operate will probably be a little bit different in the future. I think we'll continue to try and do early signings as much as possible. The draft will continue to be very, very important as well. We're blessed to have Nick Matteo and Pat Moriarty working here. They're very creative with the salary cap, finding ways for us to find additional money to sign players. And we'll continue to do that and hopefully have a little bit so that we can get to the trade deadline and maybe make a trade.
Eric, you've been here since 96. A lot of superlatives being thrown around about this wide receiver group. Are you comfortable kind of assessing where this group stands and the previous groups?
Jonas, that's a good question. I'm really not. I just think this group is good, and we've seen these guys make plays, and it's encouraging for us to see them every single day. Guys are stepping out, making contested catches, making big explosive plays. The attitude and the energy is very, very good. I think our coaches have done a great job with those guys, and just the leadership with the veteran players, Nelson and Odell, has really been superb. And the younger guys have really brought their game every single day. So I think it's just it's encouraging to have so much depth. This was the first year, I will say this, this is the first year that other teams called us looking for receivers. And I actually thought it was a joke at first, but so that's kind of cool.
Eric, when you talked about Odell exceeding your expectations in some ways, can you talk about kind of how he's done that?
Well, his body's in very good shape. That takes care of his body. I think he worked extremely hard this offseason. His attitude is awesome. He's a leader. He's a first-in-line guy. He's a do-the-right-thing guy. He's just been great. I just really don't know how to explain it. So I have two boys at Gilman, and just before camp started, there was a football camp that Odell had at Gilman. And to see the entire community, it seemed like there were thousands of boys and girls there. And to see that impact in a very short span of time, to see the impact that he's having on this community, it's a powerful thing. And we're excited about that.
Are you intrigued to a greater degree than usual to see how this offense looks when you get to the games and that you have all these new pieces who haven't actually been in a game together yet? You have the new coordinator, all that stuff together.
Well, I was intrigued in 19 because I knew that we were going to do something that was different and it was going to be a very tough offense to defend. But I think you go into every season excited. I mean, if you're doing your job the right way and you're excited about it, you're bringing players that you like, you're always excited. I do think this is it could be a really cool thing to see this group kind of come together. If you look at just across the board on offense, all the different position groups were pretty strong. We have pretty good depth. And I know that because other teams were calling us on all these offensive guys, looking at, hey, you have a lot of tight ends. You've got an extra running back. You've got a lot of offensive linemen and receivers. So I think that bodes well for the season. Obviously, these guys have to play, and we expect them to. Got a lot of faith in Todd and the coaches and the players. Got to stay healthy, but on paper, it looks pretty good.
How different do you think the offense will look compared to the previous years?
Oh, man, that's more of a coaching question.
Yeah.
I just want to see touchdowns.
Eric, did those conversations happen right up till the roster cutdown, people calling you? Did you entertain trades, either adding or subtracting players right up until the cutdown?
Yeah, people call me because we do a lot of trades. We love trades, and so we get a lot of calls now. It used to be easier for me to do trades than it is now. I think people, they're always a little more suspicious now that I've been in the league as a general manager for 5 years. But you get a lot of calls, and you look at it, and you just have to basically assess. The way that I think of it is, okay, yeah, sure, we could flip a pick and maybe get some additional value in a late round next year. Is that worth, giving up your 10th offensive lineman or your 7th wideout who might make it to your practice squad? Those kind of things, and you just have to go back and forth and look at it. I've seen, it's happened to me actually, a few years ago, we had a bunch of offensive linemen. We traded a couple guys. I think Ben Bredesen might have been one, and somebody else.
Rick Mance.
Mance and all that. And then you get a couple injuries. Now all of a sudden all that depth becomes a weakness. So that's something you always look at. Me kind of being greedy, I love the idea of getting extra picks. A lot of times coaches will be more reluctant. They don't see how a 6-round pick or a flop 6 or a 5 is going to benefit you in 2025. So they want the players. And so for me, it's kind of like short-term versus long-term and really kind of being balanced.
Eric, the team you just assembled, how do you think they stack up compared to the division and the rest of the AFC just right now going into the season?
Man, I think we'll have to see. We feel good about our team. Every team is trying to build the best team they can. You know, I think we always joke, like, the draft. We look at our draft board, and we're always excited about the players that we got. And then we look over there, and we see what the Steelers did and what the Bengals did, and we're like, man, they got better too. So they're great teams. The Browns are an excellent team. We respect all those guys. Every game is going to be very, very challenging and very tough. But I think John will have us prepared every week.
We can do two more.
What differences have you seen in Lamar compared to previous years? Going into training camp and leaving training camp.
Oh, man. Well, Lamar's attitude has been excellent this year. I think last year was a challenging year for a lot of reasons, but obviously just where he was with his contract. But this year, just his attitude, his enthusiasm has been fantastic. He's thrown the ball very, very well. He's been able to build a great rapport with the receivers very, very quickly. He's taken care of his body. He seems really into the offense. I think he's excited about it. He has an awesome relationship with his coaches. And, you know, he worked very hard this offseason with some of the receivers that we brought in, which was awesome to see. And I think it's showing off, and it's going to pay dividends for us.
Officially, Jeff.
Eric, you talked about different approaches to the contract. What did Patrick Queen show you and how he came here? Was that OTAs? A lot of questions about his contract, but what did he show you with what he's done over the last couple of months?
Oh man, Patrick's a gem. You know, I think we've seen in the NFL now, a lot of teams are dealing with it, right? These players that are holding in, or they're not showing up, or they're holding out, or they're unhappy, or they're spouting off publicly. And Patrick's just a guy that shows up to work every single day. He's a very, very talented player. Very, very selfless, beloved by his teammates. He's a leader, and we expect him to have a great season.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys.